Talks with Sri Ramana Maharshi, Volume 1, 15th of May, 1935. Talk number 1. A wandering monk, sannyasi, was trying to clear his doubt, how to realize that all the world is God. Maharshi, if you make your outlook that of wisdom, you will find the world to be God. Without knowing the Supreme Spirit, Brahman, how will you find his all-pervasiveness? Talk 2. Someone inquired about the nature of perception. Maharshi, whatever state one is in, the perceptions partake of that state. The explanation is that in the waking state, Jagrat, the gross body perceives gross names and forms. In Swapna, the dream state, the mental body perceives the mental creations in their manifold forms and names. In Sushupti, deep, dreamless sleep, the identification with the body being lost, there are no perceptions. Similarly, in the transcendental state, identity with Brahman places the person in harmony with everything, and there is nothing apart from his self. Talk number 3. A question was asked as to the nature of happiness. Maharshi, if a person thinks that his happiness is due to external causes and his possessions, it is reasonable to conclude that happiness must increase with the increase of possessions and diminish in proportion to their diminution. Therefore, if he is devoid of possessions, his happiness should be nil. What is the real experience of man? Does it conform to this view? In deep sleep, the person is devoid of possessions, including his own body. Instead of being unhappy, he is quite happy. Everyone desires to sleep soundly. The conclusion is that happiness is inherent in man and is not due to external causes. One must realize his self in order to open the store of unalloyed happiness. Talk number 4. Maharshi was asked by an educated young man, how do you say that the heart is on the right, whereas the biologists have found it to be on the left? The man asked for authority. Maharshi, quite so. The physical organ is on the left. That is not denied. But the heart of which I speak is non-physical and is only on the right side. It is my experience. No authority is required by me. Still, you can find confirmation in the Malayalam Ayurvedic book and in Sita Upanishad. And he produced the quotation mantra from the latter and repeated the text sloka from the former. Talk number 5. Mr. M. Friedman, an engineer, remarked on the subject of grace, quote, a salt doll diving into the sea will not be protected by a waterproof coat, unquote. It was a very happy simile and was applauded as such. Maharshi added, the body is the waterproof coat. Number 6. A question was asked by a monk, sannyasi, about how to prevent the mind from being distracted. Maharshi, you see the objects on forgetting your own self. If you keep hold of yourself, you will not see the objective world. Talk number 7. When asked if occult powers, siddhis, can be achieved along with omnipotence, Ishwarista, as mentioned in the last verse of Dakshinamurti Astakam, Maharshi said, "Let omnipotence be accomplished first, and then the other question may be raised." Talk number 8. Can anyone get any benefit by repeating sacred syllables, mantras, picked up casually? No, Maharshi says. He must be competent and initiated in such mantras. Maharshi illustrated this by the following story. A king visited his premier in his residence. There he was told that the premier was engaged in repetition of sacred syllables, japa. The king waited for him and on meeting him asked what the japa was. The premier said that it was the holiest of all, Gayatri. The king desired to be initiated by the premier, but the premier confessed his inability to initiate him. Therefore, the king learned it from someone else, and meeting the minister later, he repeated the Gayatri and wanted to know if he was right. The minister said that the mantra was correct, but it was not proper for him to say it. When pressed for an explanation, the minister called to a page close by and ordered him to take hold of the king. The order was not obeyed. The order was often repeated and still not obeyed. The king flew into a rage and ordered the same man to hold the minister, and it was immediately done. The minister laughed and said that the incident was an explanation required by the king. How? Asked the king. The minister replied, "The order was the same, and the executor also, but the authority was different. When I ordered, the effect was nil, whereas when you ordered, there was immediate effect." Similarly, with mantras. Talk number 9. Someone inquired, "Why is it said in scriptures that the sage is like a child?" Maharshi, "A child and a sage, Gyani, are similar in a way. Incidents interest a child only so long as they last. It ceases to think of them after they have passed away. So then it is apparent that they do not leave any impressions on the child, and it is not affected by them mentally. So it is with a sage." Talk number 10. A visitor asked how to realize oneself in accordance with Maharshi's instructions contained in the text of Truth Revealed, verse 9, supplement. The difficulty was in controlling the mind. Maharshi, "It is to be done by controlling the breath. If you practice it by yourself without other help, then the mind is controlled. Otherwise, the mind comes under control spontaneously in the presence of a superior power. Such is the greatness of association with the wise, satsang." Talk number 11. Can destiny, karma, ever come to an end? Maharshi, "The karmas carry the seeds of their own destruction in themselves." Talk number 12. A man asked the Maharshi to say something to him. When asked what he wanted to know, he said that he knew nothing and wanted to hear something from the Maharshi. "Maharshi, you know that you know nothing. Find out that knowledge. That is liberation, mukti."